our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 57, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The earth and the fullness with which it is stored, the world and its dwellers belong to the Lord. For he on the seas its foundations has laid, and firm on the waters its pillars has stayed. And what follows, Psalter 57, the 3 stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Zechariah and there of the fifth chapter. And afterwards from the confession of faith, article 29. Zechariah 5. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. And I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts. And it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof, and the stones thereof. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, Lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephod that goeth forth. He said, Moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, Whether do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, To build it an house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base. The Confession of Faith, Article 29, the marks of the true church and wherein she differs from the false church. We believe that we ought diligently and circumspectly to discern from the Word of God, which is the true church, since all sects which are in the world assume to themselves the name of the church. But we speak here not of hypocrites who are mixed in the church with the good, yet are not of the church, though externally in it. But we say that the body and communion of the true church must be distinguished from all sects who call themselves the church. The marks by which the true church is known are these. If the pure doctrine of the gospel is preached therein, if she maintains the pure administration of the sacraments as instituted by Christ, if church discipline is exercised in punishing of sin, in short, if all things are managed according to the pure word of God, all things contrary thereto rejected, and Jesus Christ acknowledged as the only head of the church, hereby the true church may certainly be known, from which no man has a right to separate himself. With respect to those who are members of the church, they may be known by the marks of Christians, namely by faith, and when they have received Jesus Christ, the only Savior, they avoid sin, follow after righteousness, love the true God and their neighbor, and neither turn aside to the right or left, and crucify the flesh with the works thereof. But this is not to be understood as if there did not remain in them great infirmities, but they fight against them through the Spirit all the days of their life, continually taking their refuge in the blood, death, passion, and obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom they have remission of sins through faith in him. As for the false church, as she ascribes more power and authority to herself and her ordinances than to the word of God, and will not submit herself to the yoke of Christ. Neither does she administer the sacraments as appointed by Christ in his word, but adds to and takes from them as she thinks proper. She relieth more upon men than upon Christ, and persecutes those who live holily according to the word of God, and rebuke her for her errors, covetousness, and idolatry. These two churches are easily known and distinguished from each other. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou granteth once more on this Lord's day that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that insofar that there was desire and opportunity, that we may place ourselves under thy word. Wilt thou impress it upon all our hearts that it still can, and that it may yet? Thou makest the difference where there is no difference, where a neighboring province thou hast come with thy heavy judgments, and many have witnessed that their houses were flooded, undoubtedly some houses swept away. Many a farmer was given to witness the death of his chickens, his cattle. Wilt thou uphold that people when they are overwhelmed? And, O Lord, may it be used that thy kingdom may come, where also this calling cannot leave them the same, either for the humbling of the heart or for the hardening thereof. Lord, then in this dark and evil time, then thou yet showers us and our children with so many blessings, blessings above most of our fellow travelers. And, oh Lord, may not all those blessings and privileges have to testify against us in the day of days, but may it be thy goodness that bringeth us and our children, oh, oftentimes at thy footstool, confessing our sins, Lord, then we have sung together with the psalmist the question, who shall ascend up to thy house? And then we have heard not those that were vain, and not those that were carnal, and not those that swear falsely, and all, Lord. Then we and our children may still have a place in thy house. May that become a wonder, may that be a wonder, and may it remain a wonder. And now, Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest, has placed themselves under the means of grace. Ah, may many a prayer have ascended unto thee, many a confession of their sins, of their unworthiness. Ah, may there be those souls that cannot miss thee, but that have learned the bitterness of sin, that they cannot exist before a holy and a righteous God, but all that may continue to beg for thy mercy, that is their only hope, O Lord, that it may still be declared, thou wast given that precious gift of thy holy word. May it become more and more precious to us, and may it speak to our hearts by the application of thy Holy Spirit, that thou wast sent thy dear Son upon this world, this fallen world, this cursed earth, that poor and needy sinners, that they may be saved, and that they may be restored into that blessed communion. Lord, may it please thee in this afternoon to begin that work, and where thou hast begun, that thou may also further that work. Thou wast promised that by the foolishness of preaching that thou shalt save some. Lord, may it be many amongst us and our children. We all stand in need of the same thing. We are hastening to that never-ending eternity, and thou grantest this precious time that we may be prepared. Wilt thou so bless thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth in this day, that the kingdom of Satan may be broken down and disturbed, and that thy kingdom may be built up, that thy church may be multiplied. Remember the established churches in their backslidden condition. Do uphold the persecuted church. May they be given to experience oftentimes that thou knowest of them in special ways, that thou even have all the enemies and the persecutors, that they cannot move without thy divine will, and that even persecutors, that they may be converted, then they shall be given to join themselves to that despised people. Do remember the Jewish nation, open their eyes. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Do remember thy servants and the team. May thy word richly be blessed. Lord, remember all the special needs. Do remember all the mourning ones, the widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and dear ones to this cemetery. Wilt thou continue to place underneath thy everlasting arms, and that out of the death of loved ones that many sinners may be born in Zion. Wilt thou remember all of our elderly ones, where their time has quickly flown by, where they are coming closer to the end of their journey. Do grant them that one thing needful. Lord, remember the father in the hospital with grave concerns. Then we commend him unto thee, if it may please thee, that the means may be blessed, oh, above all. May he be given to beg with the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care, the sick relatives? Then we commend each and every one unto thee. May the callings be used to be brought with sin-sick souls under that heavenly physician. Remember the crosses, the burdens. And now, Lord, in this afternoon, then we beg of thee for thy help. Wilt thou anoint with fresh oil from above? May thy word go forth with power divine. Oh, may it not only enter our ears, but may it enter our hearts. Lord, be then a wonder-doing God. That is our only hope. And wilt thou grant more expectation that thou shalt do a wonderful work amongst us. May greater judgments and trials not be necessary. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that without the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou can come with thy greatest judgments, and that we shall only harden our heart, and to that end work then lovely and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Lord, our sins, they are great, they are manifold. We have nothing to plead upon. We are unthankful creatures. But may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. A Psalter 206, the stanzas 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thy righteous judgment thou hast said, shall in due time appear. And thou who didst establish it, will fill the earth with fear. And what follows, Psalter 206, the stanzas 2 through 5. Thank you. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Zechariah 5, the verses 1 through 4. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. Thus far our text words. They speak of the sixth night vision to Zechariah of a flying roll. Three thoughts. First, the solemn sight of this flying roll. Secondly, the terrible curse of this flying roll. And thirdly, the fearful entering in of this flying roll. The sixth night vision to Zechariah of a flying roll. The solemn sight, the terrible curse, and the fearful entering in of this flying roll. This first, the solemn sight of this flying roll. Beloved congregation, the prophet Zechariah, and we with him, then we have held wonderful things concerning the church of Jesus Christ. Then maybe our boys and girls, then you can remember those visions. Then the prophet has seen a man that is the Lord Jesus Christ upon that red horse among the myrtle trees. And then you remember those myrtle trees. That is a picture of the people of God. Then I hope, boys and girls, young and old, that many prayers have been sent up, maybe concerning these visions. Then there are those that have thought that those visions, they are for the people of God. And I stand outside, I hope, that you may truly be given to learn what it is to stand outside and with the holy jealousy for that people. And then the prophet and we with him have seen those four horns, but that the Lord has also provided for carpenters, that the enemy shall not gain the victory. Oh, then thirdly, then we have seen a man with a measuring line given to measure that future city, that it would be a large city, and that there would be many dwellers. Ah, that is still hope for us and our children, that Christ is still gathering a church, that there is room for us and our children. Then we have also seen Joshua, with his filthy garments. Oh, I hope that we have learned it. And then we have seen that he has received new garments that speaks of the justification of the sinner. And then last time with the fifth night vision, then the prophet and we with him have beheld amazing things, many impossibilities, mountains, but then we have heard not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Then we have heard that the temple shall be completed, and so the Lord shall never forsake the work which he has begun. We read it in Psalm 138, verse 8, in Philippians 1, verse 6, and also in the book of Revelation, that he is the Alpha and the Omega. Then we have beheld the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. Ah, that was a good time for the prophet. He has received a burning heart, that he has received so much comfort and so much instruction. But let us remember that the true church does not only receive comfort, instruction, encouragement, but that they also receive correction and also at times concerning the judgments of the Lord. And now we read in chapter 5, Zechariah 5, then I turned and lifted up mine eyes. Thus the prophet was given to behold the wonderful things of the Lord concerning his church, but then he was given to turn. Oh, what can be for the true child of God when they may be in God's house and when it may be a good Lord's day, that they have a desire that that Lord's day may be a little longer. Oh, there can also be other times that they are so busy with the earthly things, so busy planting and seeding and haying, and with the family circle, you can multiply it out, that they are busy working on the Sabbath day already, not literally, but with their mind. But then there is a time for everything. The Lord does not grant to heavens here upon the earth. Here it is only in part. And then they are called to labor diligently in the place where the Lord has set them. And now we read that the prophet has turned. It seemed that the flying roll in our chapter, that it has made a terrible noise, that it has caught the attention of the prophet. And to that end, then I turned and lifted up mine eyes. That noise was in the sky, and looked, and behold, a flying roll. In the time of the prophet, of course, it was much more remarkable than in our day, because in the time of the prophet, in the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the birds, and of course the clouds, the thunder, the rainbow, but it was not like in our day, when the sky, when there are many planes, when they have the war missiles, you can multiply it out. Thus for the prophet Zechariah, it was more remarkable and more astonishing. And then we do not only read of a roll, but a flying roll. And it is implied that that roll was flying at a great speed, and that it was coming toward the city of Jerusalem. And now for Zechariah to further study that roll, to that end, than the angel that has talked with Zechariah so many times. What a privilege when the child of God may receive each time a little instruction, so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. And then it is also necessary when we read the Word of God that it is asked, how readest thou and what seest thou, that we may be given to consider and to meditate upon what we have read. And now for the prophet, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then even our boys and girls know that in Bible times, that they did not have books like we do, but that they had scrolls. And that scroll was wrapped around a dowel. And then they would roll that scroll from the full dowel to the empty dowel. And then such a roll, many times of calf or sheepskin, sometimes also of parchment. Then upon that scroll there were columns. And then as a reader, when he would unroll the one and roll the other one up, then he could read what was written on that scroll. And now the prophet has seen such a scroll. It was a very large scroll, and it was flying through the sky. And now when the prophet, when he was given to see that scroll, then he has paid special attention to the size of that scroll. It was a very large scroll, because we read, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. And now the cubit, that is anywhere from 18 to 21 inches. If we consider now the cubit at 20 inches, that means the length of this flying roll, that it was 10 meters, and the breadth thereof, that was 5 meters. Thus then we can picture in the sky a very large scroll. It was a scroll many times. Then the scroll was only written on one side. Then many times it was sealed. But the scroll that the prophet has seen, it was unrolled and it was written on both sides. And now that 20 cubits by 10 cubits, that surely has a special meaning, because in the scripture, then we find different things that are of that size. Then in the first place, then we think of the tabernacle, which the Lord has commanded Moses and the children of Israel to construct. Then the holy place, that was the same place as the scroll that the prophet has seen. And in the holy place, it was all of gold. It pointed to the holiness of the Lord, also to the justice of God. Oh, in that place, in our last vision, then the prophet was given to see the candlestick that was all of gold in the holy place of the tabernacle. There was also the golden altar of incense. There was the golden table of showbread. Thus then in the first place, then those sizes, they point back to the tabernacle where it all glittered of gold. The holiness of the Lord, the justice of God, that the Lord cannot look upon one sin of mankind. Then in the second place, then this flying roll, that then it was also the size of Solomon's brazen altar, which he had made in the second temple, that was destroyed because of the sins of the children of Judah. And now the brazen altar of Solomon, it is true, in the scripture it was square, and to that end three sizes, 20 by 20 by 10. But that brazen altar that pointed to the justice of God, there the fire has continually burned. That fire has always asked for more sacrifices till the Lord Jesus Christ has come in the fullness of time. Thus then, congregation, then surely were the prophet Zechariah was given to notice, even when that flying roll was flying, the size thereof, the holiness of God and the justice of God. Then in the third place, then this 20 cubits by 10 cubits, that is the size, that was the size of the porch of Solomon's temple, the porch in front of that beautiful temple with those two large pillars. And what has now taken place, we read in 1 Kings, 2 Kings 11, that when that little King Joash, in the reign of Queen Athaliah, that he was brought forth, that he has stood by those pillars of that porch, and then the priest Jehoiada, he was given to make a covenant with the people. We read of that porch, of that God-fearing Uzziah, that there was the law of the book, and that people have renewed that covenant. Thus that flying roll that pointed to the holy law of God, that pointed to former days, how when the children of Judah have departed so far from the Lord, when they have trampled upon his law, thus that flying roll that had something special to say to the prophet Zechariah, which he was called upon to relate to the children of Israel. Oh, it has pointed back to the covenant that the Lord has made with the people of Israel. Thus what a sight it must have been for the prophet Zechariah when he saw that flying roll. Oh, what are the night visions? It is possible that it was during a time when it was full moon. Nevertheless, he was given to see that flying roll that was unrolled, and that it was coming also to the city of Jerusalem, because then the angel, then he is farther explained, then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth over the face of the whole earth. That is our second thought, the terrible curse of this flying roll, because then it is clear that the scroll has been opened and that it was written on both sides. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. Thus, that flying roll, that was the symbol of the coming judgments upon the earth, the great judgments, and that roll was flying, that signifies that they were hastening also toward the city of Jerusalem. How the prophet Zechariah, this not all written in God's word, but when he has seen that flying roll with the curses of a holy and a just God so quickly approaching, how he must have stood astonished, how he must have trembled. And do we not live in a similar time? Oh, in a time that is even much more fearful, because this flying roll over all the earth, the whole earth, all the nations, did not exclude the children of Judah, that remnant of 50,000 that has returned, did not exclude the covenant people. And now 2021, does it many times shock us, congregation, that under such dark and fearful times that we can live so easy upon this earth, that we are not more on our knees, that we do not tremble more, that we do not cry more, that there is not more repentance. Where when we read the history of the church, there is never in the 6,000 years that the earth exists a more fearful and a more frightening time where sin abounds as never before. It is true. There have been dark and dismal times before. Think of the first world. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was also a sad time before the children of Judah were carried into captivity. Thus, there have been many dark times. We could say, congregation, since our deep fallen Adam, has been much darkness upon the world. But compared to today, if we think of the time before World War II, there was much amiss, much sin, much iniquity. But compared to today, the general rule, before World War II, of course, has always been divorce. We'd already in the law of Moses that divorce is mentioned. But generally, families, fathers and mothers with children, many homes still had the family Bible. Many people still went up to God's house. Transgenderism was not even known. So foolish it was. Then must we not say, congregation, that it is a terrible, it is a fearful, and a frightening time. And under all the solemn callings of the Lord, where does it bring the nations of the earth? Read of President Washington, President Lincoln, what they have written. Read their prayers. What a humility. Acknowledgement of sin, of guilt, of sin, and the calling to repentance. And we live in a day that under all the judgments, the judgment of the coronavirus, has that not been as a flying roll? And that man, instead of bowing under the judgments of the Lord, they take refuge to their idol vaccination, discovering that their idol is failing them, refuse to acknowledge that the Lord is speaking, no repentance and no returning. 'Tis the way that the Lord holds with the nation. First sends lesser judgments, then sends greater judgments. Many in British Columbia, they have seen their houses flooded undoubtedly. On the mountainside, some houses swept away. Many farmers have seen their chickens, their pigs, their cattle, that they have drowned. Stores empty. May we be given to fear, and may we be given to turn unto the Lord. and not to make you discouraged, congregation, but it is the truth. How can we live? I include myself. How can we live so easy in these dark and fearful times? Should there not be a more crying unto the Lord? And oh, a begging. I am not saying there is no begging and that there is no crying, but may it be more. Should we not more resemble the prophet Jeremiah? Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears for the slain of the daughter of my people. The prophetess cried out in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. May we be granted to cry mightily unto the Lord, that these solemn times, that we may be given to see that the flying roll is so quickly approaching us, and the Lord, as many judgments, read the book of Revelation. The flying roll is quickly approaching, and that we may be given to beg that the Lord may work lovingly, irresistibly by His Holy Spirit, that we may become the sinner, that we become a great sinner, even the chiefest of sinners. Oh, a sinner that cannot miss the Lord, a sinner that needs to be reconciled. Oh, we have heard of wonderful things in those first five visions concerning the church, that the Lord shall always have a church. But nevertheless, we read in our vision, Zechariah did not see that flying roll go toward all the nations and that it would bypass Jerusalem. But we read of the whole earth, thus all the nations, but also concerning that people whom the Lord has chastised so heavenly, that for 70 years they were in captivity, but also a warning for that remnant that had returned. And then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. Thus that flying roll for the unconverted, but also for God's people, the Lord shall chastise. Many times the Lord uses great judgments as a chariot to carry His people into heaven. They shall not escape the judgments, although many times with the judgments, then that people is given to experience in special ways that the Lord knows of them. Nevertheless, in our text words in this vision, over the face of the whole earth. And what is now necessary, young and old, that we become now the guilty one. When the Lord works by His Spirit, then that flying roll, not in the first place for my neighbor. And then we do not think in the first place of the drunkard in the bar. Can multiply it out, someone that is watching porn. But when the Lord uncovers us, oh, it is a blessing. When the Lord may keep us from great sins, that the Lord may place a wall round about us and our children. But when the Lord works and we are given to see that flying roll, then that flying roll is for me. And then we come in the inner chamber, and then we are given to confess, then we are given to repent, and then we are given to cry, and then we are given to see special things on that flying roll. Then we are given to read it very clearly. And that is what the prophet has seen. because we read upon that roll, there is written, for everyone that stealeth, as shall be cut off, as on this side, according to it, and everyone that sweareth, as shall be cut off, as on that side, according to it. Thus it was written on both sides of that roll. And then it was especially special sins were written on that roll. And now when the Lord works, then we are confronted with our special sins. Oh, the one more inclined to that sin, another to this sin. But now on the roll, there were written two special sins. And the first, for everyone. In verse 3, those two words, everyone, that is written two times. And it is necessary that that becomes personal. Because when the Lord works by our spirit, and he uncovers us that we may be given to see in the mirror of the holy law of God, and when they read, thou shalt not steal, then that is not in the first place for our neighbor, but that is for ourself. But then you shall say, but now concerning what is written on that roll, are there not more sins? And do we not read in James 2 verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and offend in one point, he is guilty of all. And now thou shalt not steal, boys and girls. Which table is that written on? On the second table. And swearing falsely, that is the third commandment. That is the first table. Thus when the prophet was given to see this flying roll, then there was a commandment from each table of the law, and that comprehended the whole. When the Lord begins to work, then many times, then we are especially shown a special sin that we have committed, but by that further uncovering, then we learn that we are so guilty of them all. And now concerning the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, was that returning remnant, were they now guilty of that commandment? Of course, they were guilty of them all. But we read specifically, undoubtedly, when they were rebuilding the temple, and when it has prospered, that awful pride. When we take God's honor to ourselves, then we are a great thief. Are there people that have trouble therewith? So busy with self. And now it is so necessary. That flying roll. Do we not read in Galatians 3 verse 10, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law. But now concerning that eighth commandment, we read in Nehemiah 5 and Nehemiah 13, when it concerns the rebuilding of those walls, it has prospered, but that they have oppressed the poor. Thus, materialism, living only for the time. And why does a person now steal? Because of unbelief, that we do not trust that the Lord shall care for us. Because when that faith may be an exercise and we are given to believe that the Lord, that he is everything in his hand, the gold and the silver, the cattle upon 10,000 mountains, 10,000 cattle upon the mountains, and that the Lord has said, give us this daily bread, when we are given to believe it, then we do not have to steal from our neighbor. Then we do not have to steal from the government. Then we shall not oppress them. But then we shall simply trust in the Lord. But now for that people that have returned from captivity. They have oppressed the poor, thus the sin of materialism. Is that not a great sin in our day? Not to despise what the Lord grants, which the Lord grants by lawful labor. Nevertheless, if we think in the business world, is greed not more and more not taken over? Big is never big enough. Much discontentment, how little it is found. What I read in 1 Timothy 6 verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. Thus, the flying roll with the curses, and especially, we could say it this way, boys and girls, that the eighth commandment, that it was in capital letters, that it could be read specifically out of the second table, and then in Malachi, that was many years later than we even read, that they have withheld their tithes, and that they have robbed God of what belongs to God. Thus, the one side of the roll, that they were thieves, and the thief is cursed. But now on the other side of that roll, then the prophet was given to see, was the message. Oh, then we see that the prophet was not only called upon to bring comforting and encouraging messages to those returned captives, that was necessary, but he was also called to pronounce the judgments of the Lord that were quickly approaching, that he was called to say, people, the Lord has shown me that flying roll with the curses of the Lord that would come upon the whole earth. And then I was given to read upon that roll special things that we are so guilty of. Oh, then the prophet was given to return, that they would be given to repent while it could yet and while it may yet. But now on that other side of the roll, then we read, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. And when we read that sweareth, then it is further described that sweareth falsely by my name. Thus that is the third commandment. That is the commandment of the first table. That was the other sin that was written in special letters, if we may say it so, upon that roll with the curses. When in the church, oaths are made very lightly, irreverently, even mockingly, then we may be assured that the judgments of the Lord, that flying roll with the approaching judgments, is close at hand. How is it with us, the oaths that are made in the church many times can even be seen, the walk, that they are made so lightly? We think of the Bible, the book of Genesis, when oaths were made between the church and even the world. Then the world, we think of Abram, Abimelech, Isaac, Abimelech, when an oath was made, then the heathens, they had such an impression of the solemnity of the oath, when one would be given to swear by the God they worshipped, then for the heathens they would never think, cross their mind, that such a one would ever dare to make that oath lightly, but that they would keep their oath. Thus, a special sin is not a sin of the world, of the heathen, but a sin that is ascribed to the church. Do I not read of the children of Israel, Psalm 78, the verses 36 and 37, that Israel has flattered the Lord with her lips, that sweareth lightly. Maybe a few souls are now given to think, when we may receive an impression of the attributes of the Lord, that He is omniscient. He knows everything. He knows what lives in our heart also, how we make our oaths. If we have an impression of His justice, if we have an impression of His power, then when oath shall be made, then we shall be on our knees, confessing to the Lord how insufficient, nevertheless, then it is necessary that there is a vehement desire that we may keep that oath. Maybe a few souls are given to think further. I have made vows. I have made promises to the Lord, and I must confess that I have not kept them. May then ask you, how have you made them? Then it shall be with a desire, with liveliness, a desire to worship and to serve the living God. Oh, when the Lord works, then what vows and promises can be made, then they shall not be made lightly. Oh, no, shall be with their whole heart. Oh, think of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God shall be my God. Oh, when that people is given to confess with tears because of their sins, when they are given to promise the Lord, that shall be with their whole heart, and that shall be with all their desire, that they may promise to serve the Lord better, oh, to walk more holily, that they shall no longer grieve the Lord, that they are willing to sacrifice everything as long as they may belong to that people of God. And then it is true. That people, but they have not sworn, or they have not vowed falsely or lightly. Then they may say, the Lord, Lord, thou knowest, all my desire is before thee. Oh, it is true. When that people may be further on the way, then maybe they add something to their vows, and they become less, because that they are not perfectly kept. That becomes their sorrow and their grief. But then they are given to add, with thy help, if thou granteth me strength, Lord, then I shall walk so perfectly before thee. Oh, it is true, they become less. But that people can say before an all-knowing God that those vows and those promises, they are not made lightly. They are made with all their heart. It is the desire of that true people that they may serve the Lord as is commanded. They shall learn impossible. Nevertheless, what a solemn warning for us and our children to fly and roll the approaching judgments of the Lord when a people is so taken up with the things of the world. And I repeat it, we all have our duty, we all have our calling. It is a blessing when in our daily work that we may need the Lord, and that we may see the special providence of the Lord concerning our work, with the blessing of the Lord. Nevertheless, when the church is so taken up with the material things that that becomes the most important, and when the material things, when they draw them away from the Word of God, what a blessing it is when with our natural blessings that it brings us more often at His footstool and brings us closer to the Word of God. Thus through special sins, the second, when oaths are made lightly, then the flying roll is quickly approaching. Let us first sing. Psalter 423. And let us only sing the second stanza. Consuming flames deploy before Him to destroy. His foemen round about Him, who vainly seek to flout Him. And what follows? 423, only the second stanza. The sixth night vision to Zechariah of a flying roll. The solemn sight of this flying roll. The terrible curse of this flying roll. And now thirdly, the fearful entering in of this flying roll. Then in the vision, then the prophet was given to behold that flying roll was flying with a terrible speed, and that there was no one upon the earth that could stop that roll. Then in this vision, then it is not declared to the prophet that the prophet was called upon to tell the people of a way that flying roll would be halted, that it would be delayed for a little while, but it has continued to fly. What a fearful sight for the prophet. And when we consider the year of our Lord 2021, Do we not live in very similar times? That the judgments of the Lord, that they are hanging so low over the earth, and that the Lord shall continue to come with his judgments, because there is no repentance. Oh, of course, it is implied when the prophet would declare this vision to the children of Judah. Let us hope that there were yet boys and girls and fathers and mothers that were given to say, but, O prophet, is there now a way that that flying roll, that it may still be delayed, that we may still have a little time, that we may be given to seek the Lord? And nevertheless, what a solemn time. It is the time that we and our children are given to live in, that the Lord is coming with his judgments. And when that flying roll with all the judgments of the Lord, when, as we read in the book of Revelation, that the angels shall sound the trumpets, and that the vials shall be poured upon the earth, who shall live when the Lord doeth it? Ah, may this vision, may it be used that we and our children may be given to come more on our knees, and that we may be given to beg that under that coming of that flying roll, that the Lord may save us by free and sovereign grace, that we may belong to that blessed people. But now concerning that roll, because alas, alas for mankind, it is always for someone else. We can multiply it out. Even when we think of death, it is always for someone else. And now for that people, when that flying roll may be proclaimed, that when they would be given to think of the world, when they would be given to think of their neighbor, then it becomes more specific. I will bring it forth, as saith the Lord of hosts, that is the Lord of the armies, that is that almighty, powerful God. No man can resist. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter, does not go over the house, but it shall enter the house. Does that ever become our concern concerning the judgments of the Lord? Even a thunderstorm, it is true in Alberta, the thunder is not as loud as in other places. There are places that literally the houses are given to shake. Ah, when a storm comes, when we hear the thunder, are there times that we are afraid it is because of me? Ah, that we are given to cry unto the Lord, Lord, I have made myself worthy to be consumed, that the thunder may enter my house, and that it shall strike me dead, and that I shall have to appear before thee. But, ah, Lord, I cannot appear before thee with my sins. Then it is not for our neighbor, but then it is for me. And to that end become so personal. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief. And who was not a thief? And into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And now when we read of the thief and sweareth falsely, then it is for a people that have been warned and that refuse to repent, that refuse to cry unto the Lord, but that have only hardened their heart. And it shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. Very vivid instruction. Then what a word to our young married couples when they may be united in holy matrimony, when they may enter their dwelling and begin life together as husband and wife. What a word. The thief, that we live not only for self, that we live not only for the things of the world, that it not only concerns us as husband and wife, but that it concerns the honor of God. Oh, for young married couples, those that swear falsely with the oath that you have made, that you may be much on your knees, and that you may be given to beg the Lord, that the Lord enters not with his curse, all the curses on that flying roll, but that your first marriage present, that it may have a central place in your marriage, that you may be beggars in your new home, and to be given to us for the work of the Holy Spirit, that you may be given to ask, that you may learn what sinners you are, that you may be given to cry unto the Lord, that the curse may be removed, that the Lord may convert you as the Lord has converted all his people. When we read that it shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of them that sweareth falsely, what a message to our family circles, fathers and mothers with their children, concerning our life, concerning the oaths that we have made, also with the baptism of our children, that we may be given to beg the Lord, that he may watch over us, that he may keep us, that we harden not our heart, oh, above all for the work of his Spirit, that he may work from generation to generation. Oh, in this dark time, when the flying roll is in the sky, when it is approaching with rapid speeds, but that the Lord may keep us, that the Lord may remember us, that also when the judgments come to a greater extent upon the earth, and the Lord has many judgments to punish the inhabitants of the earth with, that the Lord may remember us with his favor. Oh, that the curse may not enter our house, but that it may be experienced, because do we not read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it, that in our dwellings, oh, in our text words, it does not say that that flying roll in the first place in the synagogue and in the temple, but that it shall enter into the dwellings. That is special instruction, because if God's word has not authority, if we are not a separate people in our homes, then the church can and it shall not prosper. Thus, when the prophet would be given to declare to the children of Judah that have returned, that curse that would enter into each house, oh, what a close examination. And to that end, let us hope that in many a dwelling, that family circles have come on their knees with a confession of their sins, with a repentance. Oh, let us hope that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that godly sorrow, because when the Lord worketh by love, then there shall be a following heart after him, and the curse, the flying roll, come into the house of him. And that word house in the Hebrew language, that does not only mean a house, a home, but that also means a family and a tribe. Thus what a warning for the children of Judah concerning that flying roll. Do we not have the examples in the Bible that a curse has come into the house and that it was passed on from generation to generation, for this morning, unto the third and fourth generation of those that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Thus what solemn instruction. Think of the house of Jeroboam cut off. Even think of that God-fearing Eli, priest, had much sorrow concerning his boys. I hope, boys and girls, that you do your best to please your parents. But Eli had not the courage to dispose his boys from their office. Name of the Lord was blasphemed, and we know the priesthood has been removed. Thus, solemn words concerning that flying roll, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof, and the stones thereof. We read in Proverbs 3, verse 33, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. The flying roll, written with letters, written with words, the flying roll of the curse. Then the prophet, hopefully the people have remembered it, we have heard it, the beginning of this prophecy in chapter 1. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you. Thus the calling for repentance. The flying roll with the curses. Are there souls that are laboring with that curse? Oh, have there been a few that are filled with fear? When you return to your dwellings, that you say, Lord, it's not me, guilty of all thy commandments, and thou hast written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things, and that is me, Lord. And now I am such a cursed one, and I still may have a dwelling, family circle, perhaps husband, wife, children. But, O Lord, that flying roll shall consume also our dwellings. But, O Lord, is there now a way for such a one, for such a dwelling? Oh, that has ruined everything. Oh, it is true that people can say with all honesty, with their vows, it was not falsely, it was with their whole heart. But nevertheless, a black sinner still. And how must they now do with that roll, with that curses, and then death, and then eternity? Ah, then it may still be declared, we have heard of wonderful things, that there has come one upon the earth, was the Son of God, and the flying roll, all the curses upon his people. What a large roll that was. How quickly it has come at the end of his life. Oh, see him then, in the Garden of Gethsemane, that cursed roll has come upon him, has pressed him to the earth. He has sweat gray drops as of blood. Oh, concerning that flying roll, 'twas so terrible. The sins of his church, the thief, false oaths, promise breakers, but he was willing to place himself under that flying roll. Oh, it was so terrible, he has even asked, Father, be possible, let this roll pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. Oh, that flying roll has followed him into the hall of Caiaphas, has followed him to the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate, to the judgment hall of Herod, back to the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate. Oh, in that judgment hall, where that curse, that flying roll, he was scourged, he was smitten. That flying roll, with the curses for his people, that has followed him to the cross of Calvary. 'Twas so terrible that the sun has refused to shine. And therein, because he has carried the curses, we read those solemn words in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Not only that he carried the sin of his people, but that he was made sin. In Galatians 3, verse 13. And not only that he carried the curse, but that he was made a curse so heavy that flying roll has rested upon him, but he has carried that curse away. He has satisfied justice. He has merited blessings for his people, temporally and eternally. And therein lies the hope for the church. Therein lies the only hope for us and our children. And now it is necessary that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that flying roll, that it becomes real in our life. That we are given to cry, that we are given to sigh. Oh, that godly sorrow that we are given to ask whether there is a way for such a cursed one. That labor under that curse, whether there is a way. And then I read, that fits closely with our text words, that John on the island of Patmos, oh, may that be courage for a people. May they be given to see him who has carried away that curse. Then we read in Revelations 14, verse 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Not a roll with those curses, but what do we read? Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth. Amen. Let us close. Lord, the prophet Zechariah has seen profound things. We live in a time that flying roll, that it is flying through the sky with such rapid strides, the judgments of the Lord are upon the earth. Thou art coming to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their sins, but also thy church. But, Lord, wilt thou please, wilt thou remember us, wilt thou work by thy Spirit, wilt thou grant a repentance, a returning unto thee? Wilt thou save us, as thou savest all thy people? Lord, watch over us in this day. Keep us over the unsafe roads and bring us under the means of grace by renewal. In this evening hour, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 102. Let us sing 2 and 3. Heavy is my tribulation, sure my sore my punishment has been. Broken by thy indignation, I am troubled by my sin. 102. Let us sing 2, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.